Welcome to the Hillsborough School District HR High Five Podcast. This podcast focuses on the highlights and achievements of our amazing employees. This episode is all about staff appreciation, with a special focus on Crystal Apple Awards. Staff appreciation can have a huge impact on the culture of workplaces, our relationship with each other, and even student success. We will be hearing from two guests today as they share their perspectives on staff appreciation around HSD and challenge us to think more deeply about the importance of it. Today's episode is hosted by me, Marta Rodriguez Ciordia, HR Director.
Okay, hi. My name is Katie Russell Willis. My preferred pronouns are she and her. My job title is a communication specialist. I have worked with HSD. I started in 2012 in the communications department as a paid volunteer, as a partnership with one of the local churches to build schools with partnerships and donations and volunteer work. So then in 2018, I was hired on as a communication specialist in the department. So I have been around for a few years.
Yes, thank you. You have helped a lot of our community.
Thank you
for that. So the first question that I have for you is, from your perspective, as part of the communications department, how does staff appreciation influence workplace culture?
Well, I think it adds a lot to our jobs in the day-to-day, getting either a peer recognition or recognition from staff, students, or families from the community. I think it just adds more. You know, we get a paycheck, but that doesn't always give you the value that you're looking for. So I think just having the recognition that somebody appreciates what you're doing means a lot to staff.
Thank you. So one of the ways that staff appreciation is demonstrated at HSD is through the annual Crystal Apple Awards. Can you share an overview of how that partnership with the Washington County Chamber of Commerce works?
Sure. So the Chamber promotes the Crystal Apple Awards and they hold the event itself. We help promote it too with hot news and getting the word out to both staff and the community. The community or other staff will send nominations to the Chamber and then they will send me, once the window has closed, then they send me the list of nominees and I help coordinate with the help of other, their bosses or other teachers, other staff members, a surprise reveal. And I remember we had one for you.
Very exciting, yes.
Yes. So it's always fun to go in, we invite their families and make a big deal out of it because it is a big deal to be recognized in that way. So I'd have lots of reveals in front of whole schools, in front of whole departments. There's balloons and excitement and kids and lots of tears. We like it when there's tears of joy. That's always nice. So really that's what I do is help coordinate those reveals, which are so much fun. And then the hard work is done and we just get to go to the big event and see the final results.
Thank you. They are very memorable and very special. So why do you think the Crystal Apple Awards are important for a way that we at HSD honor staff each year?
Yeah, I think they're aren't a lot of ways that we are able to do that. And this is a very formal way of doing that. And it just feels very special. Like you said, there's, it gets the attention of your whole group. It actually goes out to the whole community and hot news and all of staff. So it's very visible. And I think it's just, people want to feel like their work is valued, and sometimes what we do isn't really seen. We work behind the scenes if we're not, in front of classes and et cetera. So it is a visible way to feel like, yeah, we're doing something that matters. The Crystal Apple nomination window is open now, and it's open through February 16th. The great thing about the Crystal Apple Awards is that it is open for all job classifications. So we can nominate our wonderful bus drivers and our hardworking custodians and nutrition service people. Anyone is able to be nominated. The nomination forms are found on the Washington Chamber website, and anyone can nominate. So it can come from a student, it can come from a student's family, it could come from the community or other staff. We see a lot of other staff members nominate peers as well. And one of the wonderful things about the reveals is just how everyone can come around and celebrate this. It's kind of a group effort, you know, that we're all excited for when people get nominated. We're excited to be nominated and make a big deal out of it.
Yes, and you're also a winner of a Crystal Apple Award. So as a past winner, what did that experience mean to you as an HSD employee?
Well, it's a great honor. I was surprised, number one. I was actually surprised twice, but it's a big surprise, and it does feel good that your group appreciates what you're doing. What I do is really behind the scenes, and I think that recognition meant a lot to me for that reason. But I was surprised twice because the first year when I was nominated, I had already had a planned trip out of town, so I didn't get to go to the event. But last year, when my coworker was nominated, I went to celebrate him and was surprised and brought up on the stage that year. So I got to spread it out over 2 years.
Love
and
it.
Everybody said congratulations to me last year. I'm like, well, it wasn't really, but thank you, thanks again. So I got a big recognition for 2 years in a row. But yeah, it's very nice. It feels good to have that kind of a recognition.
Thank you for being part of the podcast. Have a good day, Katie.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Julio Galeán. I'm a social studies teacher at Hillsborough High School. I've been a teacher at Hill High. This is my 21st year teaching. And I've been a basketball and baseball coach at Hill High for, I believe, 18 of those 26 years.
Hi, Julio. Good to see you. And thank you for being a guest on our podcast today. I want to thank you, Julio, for joining us in Google Meets. And my first question is, in what ways does staff appreciation affect student success and overall school climate?
I think it definitely helps the school climate. Teaching can be a difficult job sometimes. And to have that affirmation from your colleagues, from the administration, and especially when it comes from the students themselves, it's very affirming. It helps teachers to just keep having an extra motivation to go above and beyond, like many of us do. And I think it is good also, especially for the students themselves, to participate in that, and just helps them to be reminded of just how big an enterprise this is, how many people are contribute to the success of the school every day, from the staff, teachers, people inside and outside of the classroom. So I think it helps everyone.
How have you seen a positive trickle-down effect of staff appreciation?
I think it trickles down to the kids. I know a lot of classes will use this as an activity where they'll ask kids to reflect on their experiences and maybe write notes to staff. And from a staff perspective, those are always the most valuable. Those always are the most meaningful. But I definitely think it's a good activity for the students to reflect on what goes on in the classroom, kind of the effect that the people around them have in shaping their lives, beyond just building their knowledge, but helping to kind of model what it means as they become adults.
Okay. Tell me from your perspective as a teacher, what are some small gestures and appreciation that have the largest impact on you or other staff members?
I think definitely it's always those notes from the kids. I think most classrooms around here will have teachers have those little notes posted on their bulletin boards or tacked to their wall. Just short notes of appreciation from kids always seem to mean the most to all of us around here. But it's also nice to be recognized by our colleagues as well.
Well, talking about appreciation, as a past winner of Crystal Apple Awards, what did that experience mean to you as an HSD employee?
When the nomination came, I was not at school. Usually they present the nominations at staff meetings, but I was actually at the district office that day for a meeting of social studies teachers. So I got a text message from multiple colleagues letting me know what was happening. And to be honest, part of me was a little relieved not to have had to be the center of attention in front of the whole staff like that. But lo and behold, some short time later, the people from the committee arrived at the district office in our meeting and interrupted the meeting and presented me with the certificate. So that was cool in a different way to have a lot of my social studies colleagues around from other schools. I was certainly very honored and humbled by it all. I know that there's hundreds more people in our district, many more people in my school here at Hill High that are deserving. But I'm very appreciative that my colleagues chose to honor me in that way. Yeah, I think there's a reason why. Like I said, I've been at Hill High for 21 years, and the Crystal Apple nominees are always presented at staff meetings in front of the whole staff. And I think there's certainly a reason for that when any one of us receives that award or is nominated. It is a recognition of our entire staff, just like any sports team. You know, the contributions of everyone here contribute to the success of what goes on in any individual classroom or the work of any one person. There's so many people here that work hard every day to help the kids, all of our Spartans, have a good experience and learn and grow. And so I think it's definitely an award that reflects the contributions of everyone at Hill High.
Well, I want to thank you again for giving us a great insight into the importance of staff appreciation in your own experience.
Well, that's a wrap on this month's episode of the HR High Five podcast. We hope this conversation sparked some ideas and reminded you just how powerful appreciation can be in our schools. Every teacher, assistant, bus driver, custodian, and office staff member plays a vital role in shaping our student success. And a simple thank you can go a long way. If you know someone who should be nominated for the 2026 Crystal Apple Awards, applications are now being accepted. Visit the link in the episode summary or visit the Washington County Chamber of Commerce website to receive more information. We look forward to celebrating the exceptional talents and commitment of our educators and support staff at the ceremony in April. Join us again in February for an episode about elementary literacy programs at HSD. You can subscribe to this podcast on any streaming platform of your choice. And new episodes are released every payday. Until next time, keep lifting each other up, because when the staff feel valued, everyone wins.